Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
As we head into the fall and winter months, concerns over the COVID-19 virus are rising among some. So, what should be the reaction?
I'm telling everybody, to manage COVID in these days, respect it, but don't fear it. I think that's the best way to approach this. It's going to be out there, and it's something to be respected, but not necessarily feared.
But others worry that more lockdowns could be coming in the future. Is there any merit to that? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. We are well over 3 years into the existence of COVID-19. Millions have died across the globe, with others suffering long-term side effects called long COVID. In the early stages of the pandemic, lockdowns were part of the strategy for many to control the spread. Businesses were closed, schools were shuttered. It lasted for months. It was highly controversial, to say the least. Are those actions a thing of the past? Well, that depends on who you ask.
We have seen a lot of GOP presidential contenders in recent days suggesting that Democrats are soon going to bring back statewide or national COVID-19 mask mandates or lockdowns. We looked into it. We talked to the federal government as well as states, and they all said that these kinds of restrictions are just not being considered or discussed at all.
But this hasn't stopped Republicans, and you mentioned the presidential candidates, but even those that are not candidates but currently in office and working, like J.D. Vance. I mean, we're here in Michigan. That's just south of us. The Freedom to Breathe Act that would stop these things. But again, it doesn't seem like there's anything to actually stop.
That's right. Both J.D. Vance in the Senate and Marjorie Taylor Greene in the House have tried proposing legislation to stop the federal government from instituting mask mandates, but the federal government told us directly that it's not considering these at this time.
That right there is the voice of Ellie Swenson. She is a reporter on the Associated Press's national politics team. Her article prompted this conversation. So I wondered if there were any plans for lockdowns locally. I put that question to Susan Ringler Cerniglia. She's the spokesperson for the Washtenaw County Health Department.
Now, it's funny that you mentioned, too, the sort of idea of a shutdown, because I was asked probably a week or so ago by some of our team members that really work out in community and are talking to a lot of people and doing our outreach and engagement type work. And they shared some concerns that they were hearing from people that another shutdown was coming. And it was kind of fascinating to me that that rumor was happening, because, of course, it's nothing that we were talking about or hearing about.
I did reach out to the state of Michigan's health department multiple times to ask if they have had any conversations about lockdowns, and I never heard back. So I don't know what's happening at the state level. As I pointed out, the lockdowns in Michigan came in the early stages of the pandemic. Susan says at that time, the options they had to control the spread were extremely limited.
If folks remember when we had some of those more, I'm going to call them severe precautions, it was when we knew much less about the virus and we had no tools other tools, I should say. So that really limiting contact to an extreme was the best way for us to stop spreading, because our hospitals were getting overwhelmed and there wasn't going to be more places for sick people to go. We didn't have effective treatments. We didn't have vaccines. So we had to rely on this more extreme, stay away from each other. We got to slow down the spread of this.
As we have this conversation, I'm wondering, what does COVID look like today? Numbers are ticking up, but is that enough to cause concern? Dr. Anthony Ogin is an infectious disease doctor at McLaren Macomb.
We are seeing cases of COVID, Zach, but I'm kind of explain what's going on with COVID.
Please.
COVID is a virus, and it's, well, arguably a live part of the animal race here. And there are certain things that laws of nature say you have to do. If you don't want to become extinct, you have to modify yourself. So what's happening with the COVID strains is they're doing what nature tells them. You become more contagious and you stop killing people. If you look at these new strains that are circulating that they're freaking everybody out about, they're 20 times more contagious than the Alpha and the Delta strains, which in 2020 were taking out a lot of people. In fact, those really killer strains are probably extinct because they can't compete with these new strains. I'm telling everybody, really, to manage COVID in these days, respect it, but don't fear it. I think that's the best way to approach this. It's going to be out there, and it's something to be respected, but not necessarily feared, in my opinion.
Susan from Washtenaw County shared her numbers with me, and they match what Dr. Ogin said. In the last 7 days in Washtenaw, while infections are up, the number of hospitalizations are down. So, do we need lockdowns? I'm not asking if we should have them. I'm asking if we need them. Dr. Ogin is skeptical.
Well, in my opinion, it's time for the human race to move on. It's here. It's going to be here. We're going to have to learn how to live with it. We're social creatures ever since we were made. We got to be in society. We're not meant to be locked up in a basement somewhere. I mean, we have to open things up and not fear it, but respect it. There are going to be situations where, and you can talk to this with your own doctor too, situations where the special precautions should be maintained. But for the most part, people should get on with their lives and not sit by the TV and freak out every time somebody says, look, we got a new strain. You know, the sky is not falling. Chicken Little, you know, the sky is not falling. We're past that age. We're into right now a point with the COVID virus where it's endemic. It's around us all over the place. It's highly contagious and it's not killing people. And I think that's probably all we can hope, because that's the way we move forward. Respect the virus. Don't fear it.
But we can't do nothing, right? Well, we could do nothing, but that's not up to me. Again, we need a medical opinion. Here is Dr. Ogin one more time. So then what should we do? I mean, we still need to be aware. We need to be somewhat respectful of what it's capable of doing. Is it just as simple as washing our hands, getting the shots, and if we feel sick, not getting close to other people?
You know, the COVID is what we call endemic. It's now all around us. There's nothing we can do. But we do have flu seasons, you know. We do have RSV seasons, which you're hearing a lot about. But the COVID is such a new virus to the planet that we don't know what its season is going to be. It's going to take maybe even a decade of studying this virus. Well, when does it show up? When does it go away? Is it a summertime prevalence? Is it winter, fall, spring? We don't have enough data or information to say which is going to be the big COVID season. Or there may never be COVID. It just may be circulating, you know, all year round.
To recap, if you ask Dr. Ogin, lockdowns would not be a good idea. And Susan from the Washtenaw County Health Department says they have no plans, though we don't know what's going on at the state level. What might all of this do to the messaging from the presidential candidates I mentioned at the beginning?
The expert that I spoke to at Vanderbilt, Lisa Fazio, she studies the spread of false claims, and she said that the goal here is really to remind Americans of the bad feelings that they had early in the pandemic and link those bad feelings to Republicans' political opponents who are Democrats.
Is this something that is likely going to, I mean, we're still 14 months away from the next election for president, I mean, at least from the general. Can we assume that this is going to continue? I mean, if it's being said without anything behind it, there's no reason to stop saying it.
Yeah, I think it'll depend on COVID-19 and how it continues to affect the community in the coming year. We saw a lot of discussion around this in part because there was a recent wave in COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths. That being said, I would not be surprised to see this continuing as a topic of conversation among Republican presidential contenders in the coming months.
So, Allie says the messaging is likely here to stay, at least for now. What might the approach be to public health and COVID going forward?
Things are very different now. That doesn't mean that we couldn't see strains of COVID or of another illness that could cause similar illness. It doesn't mean that at all, but we don't think that we're faced with that right now. The idea that someone's sort of planning it is a little strange. Is it potentially, as I said, a strategy when other things are not available? That's kind of last resort strategy to slow down the spread of illness in a population? Yes, it is. Is it anything anybody's, you know, planning to do based on the current situation? Not that we're aware of.
Susan did not put the chance at zero that lockdowns could happen again. But she was very clear that she views them as a last resort and there is no talk of anything like that at the moment. Like many other things these days, COVID and ways to combat it will be battled in the court of public opinion. Is that for the better or the worse? Only time will tell. Today's big thanks go out to Allie Swenson, Susan Ringler-Cerniglia, and Dr. Anthony Ogin. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Do you want that Daily J delivered right to you? Well, all you have to do is text WWJ to 20357 and you'll get it instantly. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.